This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه once said, عليكم بذكر الله فإنه شفاء وإياكم وذكر الناس فإنه داء. The meaning of which is basically, to make mention frequently of people is a disease, and to make mention frequently of Allah is the cure. You can use your tongue for dhikr and elevate yourself, or you can use it to debase others and yourself. And if you talk too much about the business of other people, you're going to fall. That's why Umar radiallahu anhu also said, "Man kathura kalamuhu, kathura saqatuhu." He said, if you talk too much, you're going to mess up too much, which means you're going to have too many sins and you're going to have a greater likelihood of entering into the fire. This tongue can do so much damage here. You can ruin the reputation of someone else. You could paralyze an entire community with gossip and with slander. And now with the internet, you can spread lies throughout the entire world. But as much chaos as your tongue does here to others, it damages your hereafter far more. Now the flip side of that is that a tongue can speak a small word of goodness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, and the person who's speaking it doesn't realize the weight of their praise or how they help someone with a simple word of kindness or with a simple word of gratitude. People are raised ranks by the praises and pious use of their tongues, or they're thrown into the depths of hellfire by the harvests of the tongue. Most of the ahadith about tongues and faces on the Day of Judgment are actually pretty frightening, but it's important to hear them to avoid the very deeds that warrant those punishments. And there's a connection to the tongues and faces on the Day of Judgment and what the Prophet ﷺ saw on the night of Al-Isra and Mi'raj. He said, ﷺ, I saw a group of people, يَخْمِشُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَصُدُورَهُمْ. They were scratching their chests and their faces with copper nails. And I asked Jibreel ﷺ, Ya Jibreel, who are these people? These people literally scratching their faces off. And he said, these are the people who ate the flesh of others by backbiting, and they trampled people's honor. The scholars mention that the connection here is that when you humiliate someone in this life by damaging their reputation, you make it harder for them to show their faces in public, which means you're effectively removing them from society. So here, the people that do so are literally removing their own faces as a punishment. And that's just the beginning of it. The Prophet ﷺ said, the worst people in the sight of Allah on the Day of Resurrection will be two-faced people. الَّذِي يَأْتِي هَؤُلَاءِ بِوَجْهِ وَهَؤُلَاءِ بِوَجْهِ. People who appear to some with this face and to another group of people with another face. In another narration, the Prophet ﷺ said, the worst person on the Day of Judgment is a man who shares his wife's secret, the precious secrets of the spouse. And then in another narration, the Prophet ﷺ said, the worst person is the one who people stop correcting because they don't want to deal with his foul mouth. So what's the common trend here with all these ahadith about the worst person on the Day of Judgment? The worst person is the one who uses their tongue to abuse or betray, and that person is going to be miserable on that day for the misery that they caused others in this life. So what does that look like? Amar ibn Yasir, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, I heard the Prophet ﷺ say, the person who has two faces in this world will have two tongues of fire on the Day of Judgment. SubhanAllah. Notice here the emphasis on fire. Because the secrets and honor of people are so sacred to Allah that when you violate those boundaries, you're pouring fire in your ears and on your tongue. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever spies on people's conversations will have lava poured into their ears on the Day of Judgment. So what is the flip side of this grievous punishment that leaves people on the Day of Judgment scratching their faces off, walking around with two tongues of fire hanging from their mouths? The Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ رَدَّ عَنْ عِرْضِ أَخِيهِ بِالْغَيْبِ رَدَّ اللَّهُ عَنْ وَجْهِهِ النَّارَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Whoever defends the reputation of his brother in his absence, Allah will defend his face from the fire on the Day of Resurrection. So it's the complete opposite. The people that are so rare to find are not those who freeze up and don't participate when backbiting is taking place in their presence. They're those special people who check it, even when it's their own closest friends doing it, and they may be doing it about someone that they don't particularly like. And that's why the special reward. So while one has a face of fire on the Day of Judgment, the other has a face completely protected from the fire on the Day of Judgment. And that's not just true in regards to this issue of how you interacted with others in this life, but it's the shine of righteousness or gloom of wickedness that's made obvious on the faces on the Day of Judgment. The faces of the believers are radiant and they're content on that day. And Allah tells us so beautifully what it is that's making them that way on the Day of Judgment. So look at these ayat. وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاعِمَةٌ Faces that day that are glowing, لِسَعْيِهَا رَاضِيَةٌ They're pleased with their deeds. And then Allah says in another place, وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُسْفِرَةٌ ضَاحِكَةٌ مُسْتَبْشِرَةٌ That they will have bright, laughing faces, receiving glad tidings. So they're pleased with what? The reward of those deeds. And then Allah says, وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ That some faces will be glowing on that day. Why? Because they're staring at their Lord. So the face is pleased with its deeds, it's pleased with the reward, and it's pleased with its Lord. And you know, the faces of these believers are not just brightened there. Imam Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah was asked, why do we find that the people of tahajjud, they have faces that shine so bright, even though they sleep less? And he said, لِأَنَّهُمْ خَلَوْا بِالرَّحْمَانِ فَأَلْبَسَهُمْ مِن نُورِهِ It's because they secluded themselves with Ar-Rahman, the Most Merciful. So he dressed them in this light. That's now. So what will it be on that day when those worshippers are actually looking at Ar-Rahman and he's smiling back at them, dressing them in his light?
فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ